With inflation raging, this may come as no surprise. Americans spent more last month on gas and groceries. That's according to today's report from the Commerce Department. They also spent more dining out. But the overall increase in spending was modest, just 0.5%, a lower gain than previous month. To help us understand the latest data on retail sales, let's bring in NPR's chief economic correspondent, Scott Horsley. And Scott, good to have you.
Good to be with you, Anthony.
So what do you make of this modest increase in spending?
Well, as you note, these spending numbers are not adjusted for inflation. So most of that 0.5 percentage point increase between February and March does reflect higher prices as opposed to people actually buying more stuff. A good example, Americans spent almost 9% more at gas stations in March than they did the month before. But gasoline prices actually jumped by twice that much, which suggests people actually bought fewer gallons of gas and maybe tried to cut back on their driving in response to the pain at the pump. In the same vein, grocery sales rose 1% last month, but grocery prices were up even more. So it looks as if folks bought a little bit less food as a way to conserve.
And Scott, what else are people spending their money on? And are we seeing shifts from earlier in the pandemic?
Well, there are some categories where spending does suggest people are buying more stuff. The sales increases at clothing stores, electronic stores, and sporting goods stores outpaced inflation. So that represents a real uptick in consumption of those items. It does seem like people were, you know, looking forward to springtime. The winter wave of Omicron infections was fading in the rearview mirror. People were, you know, buying new outfits and new baseball gloves. The increased purchase of appliances could also be a sign that supply chain snarls are easing just a little bit. Maybe that dishwasher or washing machine that people have been waiting on finally became available in March. And we did see a real uptick in spending at bars and restaurants, which, of course, has been very sensitive to ups and downs of the pandemic.
So those are some of the increases. What are we seeing in terms of people that might be causing people to rein in purchasing elsewhere?
Well, it seems like people are mostly compensating for the higher price of gas and groceries by buying fewer groceries and less gasoline. There was, however, also a big drop in online sales last month. That may be a sign that they're, you know, looking to save money on other purchases. It could also be the idea that, you know, people weren't stuck at home and shopping on their computers as much.
Right. Scott, I want to, speaking of discretionary spending, I want to talk briefly about billionaire Elon Musk's bid to take over Twitter. He's offering to buy it for $43 billion in cash because that's the way he does things. Why does Musk want Twitter? And do you think he's going to be successful?
Yeah, this has been a real saga. You know, it was not that long ago Musk revealed he'd bought a 9% stake in the social media company. That made him Twitter's largest shareholder. And it looked for a moment as if he was going to join the Twitter board of directors. But this past weekend, he backed away from that invitation, which would have limited his stake to less than 15% of the company. Now comes news he wants to buy the whole thing for a premium price. Musk says he wants to take Twitter private. He's talked about making changes at the company. He bills himself as a free speech advocate who wants to relax some of the content restrictions on the platform. However, the market really seems to be discounting the possibility that this is going to go through. Twitter shares were up for most of the morning, but not anywhere close to the price that Musk says he's willing to pay.
All right. Well, we'll be watching that story. Scott Horsley, NPR's chief economics correspondent, thank you so much.
You're welcome.